Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good evening, my friends. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and Friday Night Baseball here at Fort Recovery Field. I'm joined this evening by my partner, the Hall of Famer.
Still bugs me.
No name?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what to call it every time I get on
here. I'm the same way. I'm thinking, what the hell do we call this place?
By the looks of the way the balls are bouncing.
A little rough out there.
It is a little rough out there. Hey, the Indians coming off a nice win last night. Lead off the old MAC action. We got one up to Rockford last night. Come out with an 8-6 lead. 8-6 victory. And, Bobby, it was good to see it. We had 13 hits last night, my friend.
What a great win for the Indians getting off the mat. And I'm sure Coach Kopp couldn't be any more happy than what happened last night. And, that's a big win up there. We took good teams up there.
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken some quality teams up there and come home with our tail between the legs. And last night we went up there, started hitting the ball right out of the chute, and we had a big inning. We put a crooked number up there in the fourth and grabbed five runs and took the lead and never gave it back. And I got to tell you, Bob, we came in with a couple of young pitchers. We had Kobe come in there in relief of our senior Cody Shinneberry. And then Cole Greasy came in, and he pitched the last inning in two-thirds, I think. And, they had bases loaded against that kid. He just never got excited. He got a ground ball, got the last out, and the Indians come home victors, and it was great. I was thrilled to death to go out there.
If you look at the Indians on the, you said last night we banged out 13 hits. Ryan Post had a hit. Riley Post was 2-for-4. Garrett Fowler 3-for-5. Ian Holman 2-for-5. Joe Holman 2-for-4. Cody Shinneberry 1-for-4. That's your top six guys in your batting order, Copy.
We rolled off
and
five
guys get 11 hits.
We had troubles last night. We were on and off the air, but we rolled out five hits in a row, Bob. When's the last time you and I did a ball game and we hit five singles in a row?
That's exactly right. And we don't do that in slow pitch.
I told CP, I said, I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever put that down in the book. I said, with five straight hits. And it was exciting to see. And the boys, it was contagious. And they got on a roll and they were just hitting. And even our outs.
Looks like the umpires for the day, John Schock behind the plate and Dane Cook doing the bases.
Quality crew.
Yeah, that's right. Quality crew. They're getting ready to meet with the managers, getting ready to meet up with the umpires. And we're close to baseball.
Yes, sir. We're probably going to have the national anthem in there. We'll take a quick break here, CP. We'll pay a few bills and thank the sponsors, and we'll be back in a little bit for baseball.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Have you been you looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and Elementary Middle School. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late. All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm going to go over the lineups real quick here for the Fort Recovery Indians. We got the same lineup, I think, pretty much as last night with a couple minor changes here. Ryan Post going to lead us off, and he's going to play third base this evening. Riley Post will be at short, batting second. Garrett Fowler will be batting third. He'll be behind the plate. Ian Homan will be our cleanup hitter, playing first base. Joe Homan will be on the mound tonight, and he'll be batting fifth. Cody Shinneberry will be in right field, batting sixth. Owen Shane will be out in left, batting seventh. And Kobe Wendell will be playing second base this evening, and he will be batting eighth, and Regan Martin will be in center field. And you know what, Bobby? Regan Martin put the wood on the ball last night, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, his hit was just a little blooper that just got over the shortstop's head. But the other...
They don't know that.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, the people that was there, they saw it, you know. But the reality of it was, the other two shots that he hit, one of them was a rocket out to left field. So, I'm going to go over the Houston lineup real quick, and then we'll have the national anthem. We have John Least is going to be batting first, Luke Foster, Howie Ludwig, Brennan Arnold will be the cleanup hitter, Dominic Beaver, Devin Barker, Benny Couchet, Wyatt Kunk, and Ryan Eli. That's your lineup for the Houston Wildcats. We're going to do the national anthem, and we'll be back for first pitch in a second.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Burn, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back, Bobby. We're getting ready for baseball. The Indians out there taking the field. Defense looks like this. Ryan Post over at third. Riley Post at short. Kobe Wendell over at second base. And Ian Homan at first base. Behind the plate is Garrett Pollock. And last night, Bobby, I was telling you that during the first break, he gunned the guy down there at Rockford. And it was a high pitch, and he stood up. He was standing up already, and he absolutely lasered one down the second, didn't he, CP? And he had it.
Yeah.
He was dead meat. And I'll tell you what, kid's got a hose back there.
Yeah, he's awesome. Been impressive so far.
That's awesome. He had a great night at the plate, too. It was fun watching. In the outfield, we got Owen Shane in left, Regan Martin out in center, and Cody Shinneberry out in right field for the Indians. We're getting about ready here, folks, for first pitch of baseball, Friday night division. Todd Homan down in
Larmy, we kind of put, I bursted his bubble, didn't he? He was going Chunky Bob's for pizza pie.
Unless that game goes in a bunch of extra innings.
Oh, yeah, he can wait till midnight.
I'm thinking.
That's good thinking.
Or we could just drive down Meade.
You know, when we saw that the Houston boys was coming up here, it really deflated us because that's kind of the routine.
That's our best road trip of the year. It ain't Delphus, is it?
No, it's not Delphus. No. But Houston, my friends, that's a great trip. You cannot get there without going through Newport.
It's impossible.
Mm-mm. And you got to stop and get pizza pie. Chunky Bob's.
It's pretty good this time, buddy.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go. Joe, we're going to take him out here. I think this will be his second start, I think, Bobby.
That is correct.
He started against, we went up to Lincoln View that night. Threw a bunch of pitches. Remember, CP, didn't you have him down for like 96 pitches or something that night? So.
Yeah, I'll check it out and make sure.
Yeah, that's all right. I got a good memory. First pitch in there, taking for a strike on the outside edge.
You do have a good memory.
See? It's baseball stuff. I can remember. I can
white
remember
birthday,
that stuff.
Stuff like that. No chance.
Can't remember my last name once in a while. I was outside. One ball, one strike. So Colby Cheese, you know, had her leg amputated. Well, she's been licking a spot, and she pulled open a staple. There's one fouled out of play down the right field line. So she took her back to the vet today, and now she's got one of them great big cones on her head.
Oh, I love it. Something I think so.
She was putting it on her when I was leaving for the game. Oh, poor dog. I tell you what. Here comes a 1-2. Slow curveball, pulled the string on him. He does get a piece of it and fouls it off. It was close to the first strikeout.
Boy, he did pull the string on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just popped out of Garrett's glove.
Yes, sir. He had him. Here comes a 1-2. Fastball, and he pops that one foul. You talked to Harold about his
tax tape.
Did you? So last night, folks, we had some technical difficulties, and you probably didn't hear that. What happened? There's a curveball, and he waits on that one and rips it out to left field for the game's first hit. So John Leistom with a single to lead this game off. But anyhow, last night during the game, I don't know if it was third inning, whatever it was, the Indians putting a little move on and getting ready to score some runs. And Riley Will pops one up on the first base side down by Coach Feely. And the first baseman just didn't get underneath it. And long story short, we thought Riley got new life and he was going to get to go bat again. And the home plate umpire called Harold for getting in the road, a little bit of interference, and called the batter out. So it was quite the story. There's a ground ball back up the middle to Joe Holman. Joe spins and fires to first, and he gets the out.
Nice athletic play by Joe.
Bare handed that baby, didn't he, Tommy?
Got the out, runner moved on to second.
So at least over to second, that's going to bring Howie Ludwig, the first baseman here for the Houston Wildcats. Tell you what, Parkway had a young team last night, too. They had a lot of sophomores and juniors in their lineup.
They had a lot of seniors, too, though.
They had some seniors on the roster, but I think they mostly played. I think there was three seniors out in the field. Everybody else was underclassmen. So with one away here and a runner on first, number three batter up to the plate takes first pitch inside for ball one. We got cough drops, we got sunflower seeds, we got M&Ms, we got scutter botches.
We're loaded, ain't we?
We got all kinds of stuff up here.
Neil takes care of us.
Just getting underway here, top of the first inning, one away. Lovely evening for baseball. People are filing in.
The girls' softball team is at Fort Laramie.
Nice bunt right there. This is going to be a tough place for Joe. And he comes up firing, and he gets him. Nice play by Joe Holman coming off the mound in a hurry, Bobby. And that was a great bunt. It just died right there about 15 feet off.
Quicksand right there.
Yeah, and that baby, that was a tough play. So Hunter does move to third.
Nice scoop by first baseman Ian Holman.
Absolutely. So sacrifice bunt by Howie Ludwig, going to bring the cleanup hitter Brennan Arnold to the plate, shortstop for the Wildcats. And that one's popped up over towards the end. Ian back. He's underneath it, and he makes the play. So nice play by Ian there at first base. No harm done on that leadoff hit. And we're through a half an inning. Bobby, and no score here in Fort Recovery. Indians coming to the plate.
At Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of one. Indians lineup looks like this. Ryan Post, shortstop, leading off. Riley Post. Riley Post batting second. Ryan Post is playing third. Garrett follows your catcher, batting third. Ian Home in four. Joe Home in five. Cody Shinnerberry, six. Bowen Shane, seven. Kobe, in the eight hole. Reagan Martin, nine. And you said, Kobe, that's kind of the lineup of last night?
Yeah, for the most part. We had Kobe did not start the game, and then when he came in relief for Cody Shinnerberry, then the one came in. Cody went out to right. Riley moved over to left field, and Kobe batted in the eight hole.
You know, the one thing about early season baseball, and you just, you know, Jerry, he's still looking for that lineup. And when he sees a game like last night and the team's starting to gel a little bit and play well, you know, let's keep the same thing going. You know, we're going to Franklin Road tomorrow, chance to win a few ball games and get a young team off to a good start. With him. That's big for confidence.
Well, it is. And nothing more than that booster we had last night in the arm. That was just, I'm sure that was a fun bus ride home. Everybody had hits. Everybody was in, you know, involved in the game, and they were having fun. Yeah, and you could just tell it. So,
all right, lefty Ryan Post steps in. Post, he had a hit last night in four attempts, scored a run.
Hope for the bats stay hot, man. I'll tell you what. You know what? We stranded 13 runners of Parkway's runners last night, too.
Is that right?
That's a lot, man.
Yep. Exactly right. Good crowd here Friday night, the old Ball Orchard. Got a bunch of Rugrats down there. There's a hot shot right back up the middle. Pitcher catches. Throws it over to first. One up, one down.
I like the aggressiveness of Posty. Last night, Coach Feely was on him. I heard him in the dugout. We were up beside him, and he's like, boys, they're throwing that first pitch fastball every time. Somebody jump on it. So, taking at the heart a little bit tonight. Riley good at the first pitch.
That brings Riley Post to the plate with Garrett Fowler on deck. Right-handed hitter Post. Waves that bat around. John Schock says, you're outside. Pitcher, 1-0. Indians 3-2. What are we? 3-2 on the own campaign, I think.
Well, we...
There's a slow roller foul.
We lost to Lincoln, then we lost to Sam.
Yep.
That's what I'm Greenville. Thinking
of. Yep.
We'd be Greenville.
Yep.
We'd be Salina. And we'd be Parkway.
Yep.
We're playing by the games.
I think that's it.
Greenville.
Greenville.
Austin 3-3, we're thinking.
That's a good pitch on the corner. One ball, two strikes. John Least is doing the pitching. He's a senior for the Houston Wildcats, and head coach Dan Barker coming in their scarlet and gray uniforms. That's a low and gets away from the catcher. 2-2.
I can tell you right now, that center fielder,
mm-hmm.
He might want to back up a step or two here for Mr. Fowler when he gets up, if he can get a wound again. He's playing really shallow.
Indian baseball, Brennan with a leadoff triple, and the girls strand two. The second, third, Indians lead it 2-0.
Girls fastball.
Nice job, Lady Indians. Can us get them back on winning track. You know, they played Parkway tough last night. Actually led.
Yeah,
after four innings. Now, when was the last time we led Parkway in softball, girls softball? Indians program's coming. I'd say I bet it's been 15 years.
So, I mean, last night be the only one, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, ooh. Doinker. That was, got him on the helmet. He didn't do a very good job getting Al away, but it was a,
just put his bill down.
I would say that that pitch was coming in there at 27 miles an hour. I'd have let that sucker hit me, too. So the Indians with a base runner. Riley Post at first hit by pitch. Mom, don't worry about it. He's all right.
He's laughing.
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't hurt him anyway. I see Dad's down there.
Sure, he's chuckling.
Yeah. That brings Garrett to the plate, the catcher, Fowler. That's outside. Big lead down there by Post.
He is an aggressive runner.
He is. I love watching him on the base.
Man, that kid, I tell you what, he gets a secondary lead at second. He can high-five the third baseman, and he goes back.
Big number 16 on deck. That's Ian Holman, your first baseman for the Indians. Fowler waves that bat around, and they'll pitch. That's low. 2-0. Indians turn to some base runners here. Get a little early start on them here. We got CP on the
Trebles.
He's working the computer. He is on the computer. He's, what would you say he is? Our general manager? Neil's out. We fired him.
He gone.
He'd be our technical. CP would be our technical, what?
He just does it all.
Grabs the board.
I mean, he does everything for us. He's our statistician. He keeps track of the pitches. By far, the best form we ever had.
Well,
if he brings us cookies,
you know, that's a good point. I can start ball four. Cookies. Ball four, and the Indians with two on and one out. And that brings Ian Holman to the plate. I don't know if hitting that kid got him, hitting him on the head.
Threw four straight balls.
Yeah, threw four, not even close.
How about your Reds last night, Bobby?
Don't want to talk about that,
okay?
Don't really want to talk to him. 2-0. The Indians had more hits last night than the Reds have had this year.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
1-5 starting. There's a good curveball. You know, kind of the same pitcher the Indians have. He doesn't throw hard, but he has a big breaking ball and likes to mix the speeds up a little bit.
Yeah, he covers a lot of ground with that curveball.
Big Joe on deck, 419-852-9201 if you're listening at home. We'll give you a shout-out. We always like to hear from our listeners. That is
wow.
Rocket jerk foul. Ian was a little in front of it, but he hit that baby hard. 0-2, now he got himself in a hole. Come on, 1-6, move him.
Even made a different noise when it came off the bat.
He hit that on the screws, my friend. That was not a hand stinger, I can tell you that.
You got that one. But you know what Joe Nux always called them things?
It's a long strike, my
chicken dance.
Chicken dance?
Foul ball. Ian calls time, steps out of the box. 0-2, one out.
Center fielder moved over 20 feet towards the left field.
The 1-2 pitch, or the 0-2 pitch to Indians first baseman, cleanup hitter. Popped him up short left field. Tough play, a lot of running. Left fielder does come in, and he makes a catch. So Ian flies out to left field for the second out of the inning. The Indians still have him on first and second. That brings your pitcher, Joe Holman. Joe, a little bad to the bone walk-up music. A little better than Shark, Baby Shark. What would your walk-up song be?
I don't know. I don't know.
Would you be like rock and roller? Country, what would you be?
I'd probably say some rock and roll.
Are you a rock and roller? How about you, CP?
I don't know.
You love my country?
I think that I would go with Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill.
I think you've already thought about it.
Well,
have that answer that fast.
That's my go-to song.
Oh, what's your go-to?
Dreams and what?
Nightmares.
Meek Mill's.
There's a swing on that slow curve.
It is the song that the Philadelphia Eagles came out to in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Good song. We're a little out of that Meek Mill's and
hear it five times a day, don't we, Bob?
Yep. 0-1. Come on, Joe. Base hit here. Get us started. Ground ball up.
Get up there. Get up there.
All right. Oh. Base hit up the middle. Postie's coming home, and he is going to score.
They're going to give that runner
dead interference, I think, down there. But he scores anyway. Indians lead at 1-0. RBI single. Mr. Joe Holman. Good job, buddy. I bring Cody Shinneberry, Indians right fielder, up. Left-handed hitter, number 10.
Cody put it right in one last night, Bobby, out to center field for a leadoff double. And by golly, that was one of the innings that we could not move a runner.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, couldn't get him in. First and second. The Indians with an early 1-0 lead. So we had sports talk Wednesday night. And they were talking about a new thing in baseball this year. Is every game has to have a site manager.
A site manager.
Yep. So when they go to the Jerry's texted and he said, when they need a home plate, the umpires ask the home plate, the manager, who is the site manager? Ground ball to the middle.
Get.
Shortstop makes a nice play, steps on a bag. We'll come back with that. Indians get a run on a hit. And after an inning, Ford leads it 1-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyp for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lane's Great Fish Dinners for only $7. 375-4274.
We're back here for the top of the second inning. Austin Wildcats going to go 5-6-7. Dominic Beaver, Devin Barker, and Benny Couchet. Bobby Boucher's close cousin. First three batters against the starting pitcher for the Indians, Big Joe Homan. Indians pick up a run there in the bottom half of their first inning. Can't beat that. Indians up 1-0. There's nothing better than some popcorn and a little bit of Pepsi. That is one of the best combinations ever. Like music, Mom? We got our speakers cranking. Oh, you didn't make a phone call. Here we go, top of the second inning.
I might have a question for us.
First pitch taken on the outside edge for strike one. Here comes the 0-1. That one's outside for a ball. One ball, one strike now. The number five hitter, Dominic Beaver.
Copy, I just got a voicemail from a listener who's asking about Nick Twaits and how he's doing. Twaits's goal this year was to make it to Fort Wayne.
10 caps, yeah.
And that's A-level ball. And he did not. They're going to keep him back in Arizona for extended spring training. So he has not pitched any games yet, and he's still working out for the San Diego Padres and extended spring training, and then they'll decide where they're going to put him.
Nice hard ground ball down to Ryan Post. Ryan comes up with it and fires across the field for the first out here in the inning. Nice play by Ryan down there. Yeah, I still got hopes that he may make it to Fort Wayne yet this year, and it's very possible. Absolutely. I know he took a couple double A games out in Arizona. I think that was, I guess the double A, somebody, but the pitch is taken inside. One away here, top half of the second inning, and that's going to bring Devin Barker to the plate, third base.
That's a nice play down there by Ryan Post. He scooped it back.
He's pretty smooth down there, yeah.
His dad never make that play.
No, his dad couldn't play third. Couldn't handle the hot corner.
No, he couldn't. Very unathletic. Horrible clock guy.
Can't run the clock.
Hey, Cowboy, I got to tell you, I got a real nice message from Coach Bayshore.
Yeah,
very, very classy. You know, thanking everybody for supporting him, Fort Recovery Radio. He said, you know, he really thanked Fort Recovery Radio for giving him a fair shake and being there for him and supporting him. And he said, Fee's the best public address announcer there is. And he said, the family's just got too much time for the family and the drive. And he just thought right now is the best time to give it up. So, Coach Bejor, good guy. We're going to miss him.
Absolutely.
The Indians will
best
search.
I was shocked to hear that news, to tell you the truth. There's a fly ball out towards right center field, and Cody goes over, dives for it, and it's going to land in the dirt, and that's going to be a base hit for Devin Barker. So with one away here in the top half of the second inning, Benny Couche going to come up here and see if he can't move that runner over. Bobby Boucher, distant cousin, Benny Couche. Second base hit of the night so far here for the Wildcats against Joe Homan. That was taken outside. I'd like to see this kid steal. Houston's got a neat lineup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 freshmen, 5 seniors.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. 1 sophomore, 1 junior. So. Here comes the 1-0. That's swung on. Going to be out of play down the right field line. Ian making a great effort to that ball.
He's got that speed on him.
We got to talk about it, don't we?
Yep. Every game.
Every game we got to talk about how fast he is. Last night he hit a gapper off the wall and had to slide into second. We'll tell him that. Here comes the 1-1. That's going to be ripped between the third baseman and the shortstop for another. Oh, we got a force.
Got him.
Wow, that right there. That coach is going to be mad about that play right there.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. This boy is going to get himself a little bit of a butt chill.
He says, come right over here in front of me for a second.
That was absolutely just lazy base running, Bobby. And basically, it was a hard hit line drive out to Owen Shane, who came up and uncorked a rifle. Just rocket to Kobe. Kobe staying on second. Force out. That one's popped up. Get over there, Ryan. You can make that play. And no, he gets spun around. So Benny Couche gets a... is that a fielder's choice? I might give him a hit.
No, that's fielder's choice.
Fielder's choice, I guess. Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Benny Couche wants to punch his teammate.
I think he's getting absolutely robbed there.
Yeah.
I don't mark down 7-4 very often in the book, folks. I did do some 9-3s when Ross was playing.
We did that, didn't we?
When Ross was playing right field, but I have never seen
it. Uh-oh.
And we got this kid. Ooh, he was close. Quick snap throw down to first from Garrett Fowler to Ian, and I mean to tell you, that was a bang-bang play.
Yeah, I think if Ian would have been back a little bit and put the tag down.
Owen Shane is now playing about 20 feet into the grass in left field. Swing and a miss right there. 1-2 to Wyatt Kunk, the fielder for the Wildcats. That's a crazy play, man. That one he hangs on to a little bit too long, throws it outside wide. 2-2, 2 outs here, top of the second inning.
Garrett Fowler is an absolute stud behind the plate.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-2. Swinging a miss. Got him right there by Joe Homan on the fastball. Crazy inning. They pick up a couple of, one hit, one fielder's choice, a rocket out to left field, which was the hardest hit ball that we've seen, but nothing to show for it. So we're through 1.5. Bobby's going to get us a couple more runs here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll be back in a bit.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your auto.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, fifth capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
I'm a huge fan of the Tin Cupboard. That first of all, I like the girl that runs it and owns it.
Yeah?
Yep. And we went in there the other night and had some, I got chicken noodle soup that was perfect. Grilled cheese. I was pretty happy.
Happy?
Yep. Smitty got a wrap or something. Ground ball up the middle, and Shane, tough play by the shortstop, comes up high. Got him by a step. Good call by Cookie. Hit dish, got him. Nice play by the shortstop. One up, one down. Brings Kobe to the plate. Regan Martin on deck. Yeah, I think that place, I mean, I hope she does well. Get out there and support her. If you're listening, go up there and get a grilled cheese or something. You know, you can't have any meat today, can we?
Not today, brother.
They don't have fish. There's a fly ball left field. Left fielder has a beat on it. And he got it. So a quick two outs here for the Indians. And that brings up Regan Martin, your center fielder.
I've got good vibes on the base.
You got a base? You got one?
Yeah.
Put him down?
Yeah.
RBI, or just a single, or what do you want to do here?
Just a good hit. Just
right.
Good rip.
Sounds good.
Todd Hellman says it's 2-2 after two complete for Atlanta.
2-2. All right, let's go. You know, Spencer, listening. His earbuds in. Earbuds. Ground ball. That's a four-pitch inning, folks. In the inning, no runs, no hits. Nobody left after two. 1-0 Indians.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Here we go, getting ready for the top of the third inning. And Bobby, I want to go back to
the fastest inning ever.
Yeah, that was pretty damn quick.
This is 5 pitches.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, and bunga. You're going back to what?
Site manager.
Okay, yeah, here we go. So every game has to have a site manager, and that guy's in charge of crowd control. Something else.
Making sure Neil doesn't come out there and attack anybody.
Spencey doesn't go crazy. Mm-hmm.
And I think Jerry said, like, the site manager here is usually him.
Oh.
But I think if I haven't seen the principal or superintendent at the games yet. I don't know if we're the... I think Barb was here earlier, but...
Barb can't play the umpires.
Tough. You know, we got track and girls softball and busy stuff going on here.
Nonstop.
We are going to have a site manager at all games starting next year.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that one's inside. Two balls, two strikes. So the number nine hitter, Ryan Eli, back to baseball here.
Ryan's got
to
be a freshman.
Yep. He's a youngster.
He's a little guy.
Little feller out there.
He looked like CP when he was a freshman.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah?
Swing and a miss right there. I got him on a nice high cheese ball right there. And he goes down swinging. And that's going to roll the top now back up to John Least. List, I think, is what Spencey said.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
CP. Date tonight?
Nope.
Yeah, brother. I'm proud of you.
Well, after the two we gave him last Friday, he's out on Friday night dates from here on out.
She didn't break up. She didn't drop it, did she?
No.
She could.
Dates tomorrow night.
That a boy. See?
Now that's back to the normal.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, man. There's the 1-1 pitch. Back over to Joe.
Joe, athletic play.
That's where a 7'9" wingspan comes into play. Comes off the mound. One foot in the dirt on the mound and the other one almost reaching over to first base, tagging the guy out.
Yeah. It's like Stretch Armstrong.
Didn't that look like he was incredibly long there? Two up, two down, and I'm on pace here for another 5-pitch inning, Bobby.
Come on, let's do it.
Let's do it. Ooh, trying to bunt for a hit. Center fielder Luke Foster.
We had a nice dinner today out at Miracle Lanes.
Fish was yummy.
Yeah, fish.
I had some shrimp.
Tomato soup.
Pretty solid.
All for $7. Can't really beat that.
No.
What'd school have for lunch today?
I wasn't at school for lunch today. I had an eye doctor appointment.
What? You can't be up here then.
Yeah, you can.
Nope.
I only missed an hour of school.
Sorry.
You're giving Mike an hour.
What do you call that when you
party?
No, there's you can get expelled, I think.
No,
you can't.
Fly ball out to Cody Shinnerberry in right field, and I got to go to seven pitches. But I get three outs, folks. So we're 2.5 through.
Hey, it is league 1-0.
Students or something.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back top of the order for the Indians.
16, JoJo Price.
That's big, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So you went to, could you see? Make me sure you had sugar. What's potatoes full of? Potassium or?
Potassium.
No, not
starch.
Starch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went there after I got done the eye doctor, so.
What'd they do to your eyes?
Just regular appointment. Didn't get any worse, didn't get any better, so.
You got bad eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get contacts?
Yep.
Do you? My friends got that.
God, I don't know.
13.
Post.
Power. Bottom of third. Timmy Heikamp in the crowd tonight, folks.
Timmy, me and Timmy's at the concession stand together.
Yeah.
Timmy goes Doritos and a Gatorade. Bobby went popcorn water. Timmy ain't happy with the Reds, I'll tell you that right now.
Yes.
Here's Posty. Ryan's first pitch.
The only people happy with the Reds would be the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, that's right. Can't hit. Can't absolutely hit. Here's a left-handed hitting Posty. Swings it. Rocket into the left, right center field. Then that's the Indians' second base hit.
Look at that ball die.
A little soggy out there. Leadoff single for Post. That brings Riley Post to the plate.
Crooked number, folks. Put that down.
Crooked number this
time? Yes, sir.
We got Posty, who got hit in the noggin. First time up and scored the Indians. Only run of this game.
He scored in the first inning last night.
I think that's Posty. He might be stealing here. We got to test that catcher out a little bit. That's high.
What would be your steal sign if you were coach? Look at Jerry. Jerry and I practiced signs one night.
Hammer.
We practiced signs one night down in the basement.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go?
Oh, we were laughing. Let me tell you.
Yeah. How do you practice steal your signs?
Well, you got to do it like you mean to do it. You know, you got to. Can't. You got to be fluent.
Well, no kidding.
I know, but he's not.
Oh, he's not? He's
no,
not bad.
Terrible.
Jerry is a horrible third base coach. Can we say that or no? You think, Jill, there anybody listening? Where's Mom at today?
I don't know. Lori's not here tonight.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, he's got to work on his signals.
3-0 Indians with a chance to get something going here. Taking all the way, gets away. But it is ball 40. Indians with two on, nobody out. Calpe said crooked number. Garrett Fowler says, I'm in on that one, Calpe.
This pitcher is not going to last through the inning, folks.
More pitches than last inning already.
This pitcher will be playing a different position before this inning is over.
See Big JB down there? No fish today.
Oh, but he's mad about that.
Yeah, what's going on, JB? Got his phone out. He's listening or not? Big water.
I'll tell you right now, if I was at this game, I would not listen to us.
I wouldn't either. I don't know why I might listen to us. There ain't no way we got one person listening.
Who was the guy that called in the question?
Yeah, somebody's listening. Fly ball, center field hit well. Center fielder drifts back. He's going to make a play on it. And that is a long
out. He's got a gun.
Yes, he does. So Garrett flies out to deep center field. And now that leaves runners at still on first and second for the cleanup hitter, Ian Holman. He flew out to left field his first time up.
First fly of the year. Just swatted my first fly.
Oh, no, they're all over.
Are they?
Yeah. I believe. Yeah, they're everywhere.
This is really the shark music?
Yeah, we got to get rid of this song, shark song. What in the world? It's a slow curve outside, 1-0. Interesting week in Fort Recovery, folks. Indians superintendent resigned on Wednesday. Head basketball coach, Mike Bayshore, shut her down on Wednesday. Another jerk foul. Heads up, Billy B. Over the Billy
Hit
B.
The road.
Hit the road, Jack.
This guy, I'm telling you, he just got to wait just a split second.
Yeah, he's a little antsy getting out in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Just a split second.
Ian Big Jr. had a great year on the hardwood. That's outside for ball two. Carrying it over on the diamond. Also, a good start for
him. I mean, I love the kid on the basketball court, but I think right here is his best spot hitting the baseball.
Waves that bat around. Big 1-6. And the pitch. That's foul.
He just missed it.
2-2, one out. Runners on first and second.
137 today's attendance.
Jackie Homan. Jackie Homan with a home run for the Indians. Brent Homan, a 2 RBI double. Indians up 7-2. That away.
Hello.
Play the Indians. That is trouble.
Right at,
right at the shortstop. Flips her to second. Throw on to first. And they get a double flip.
Son of a gun.
And that's in the inning. In the inning, no runs, a hit. A runner left. And after three complete.
I missed that by a mile.
Houston. And Indians lead a 1-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, we're back here, Joe. I'm back on the mound here for his fourth inning of work. Top of the fourth inning, Indians lead. Hanging on to a one-run lead here. 1-0. Joe, I'm pitching a good ball game here so far. He's going to face 3-4-5 this inning. Ludwig, Arnold, and Beaver, first three batters for the Houston Wildcats. What about the salted and roasted? Got them? Nope. Oh, I did have a couple. I only had one, though. Indians defense the same as we started the ball game. No substitutions as of yet. The only substitution that could possibly be would be that Devin Barker, when he got thrown out at second base on a base hit. Coach was not a happy camper with that one, folks. First pitch, a little bit inside for a ball. Here comes a 1-0.
Well, Kelby,
that's hitting the black of the plate on the outside. Earlier, 1-1.
We talked earlier about Houston's lineup: five seniors, five freshmen, and he's a freshman.
Yeah.
And I bet you he don't do that again, and
not in the next 4 years.
Coach a little upset with him, but learning experience, and you move on. That's all you can do. Indian softball team off to a great start.
There's a hard hit ball out in right center, and that's got Gapper all over it, folks. Cody Shinnerberry on his horse is heading back towards the wall. He gets back, catches up to it, fires it into the cutoff, man. That's a stand-up double for Howie Ludwig. Got to bear down now, Mr. Hummond. Tying around there at second base, and that's going to bring the number four hitter, Brennan Arnold, to the plate. Dominic Beaver on deck here for the Wildcats. There's a first pitch swing and foul tip back to the screen. We got a game tomorrow at Franklin Monroe. Trying to figure out. Oh, we got a pickoff play. Nice move over there, and Cody snuck in there. Kobe snuck in there, and he's back in time.
We have Minster at home on Tuesday, then we're going to Delphus on Thursday, and then Saturday, doubleheader at home versus the South Adams Starfires.
We are South Adams one, you know that? We went up there last year and they got us, Bobby.
Yeah, that was a
Friday night game.
I yelled at them, didn't I?
Uh-oh. There's another. Oh, drops in front of Cody up in right field, and now the Wildcats got a little something going here. First and third, nobody out. The top of the fourth inning, Indians now cling to a one-run lead. So Arnold with back-to-back base hits with Ludwig and Arnold. Ludwig goes over to third, Arnold at first, and that's going to bring Dominic Beaver, the catcher, to the plate here for the Wildcats with Devin Barker on deck. Come on, Joe. Bear down here now. Get in out. There goes the runner. Garrett comes up. He fires down to second, and that's going to be, runner's going to be in there. Quick throw over to third, and he's back just in time. Ryan Post thinking he might have had him on the tailbone before he stepped on that bag. I think he was back in there, Bobby. I don't know if you watched.
Oh, he was? Yep.
So now, runners at second and third, and nobody out. A chance for a base hit to take the lead here for Houston. He'll be playing in over at second base. Riley Post now coming in. Ryan Post, even with the bag. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be low and away. One ball, one strike now to Dominic Beaver. We tried the old delayed steal last night, Bobby, to score our ninth run of the game. It didn't work for us. Swing and a miss, a little bit high keys right there. Couldn't lay off of that. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2. Be a nice time for a punch out. There's a curveball right back up at Joe. Joe's going to hold the guy at third. He's going to fire over. Now the runner's coming home. And Garrett's going to put the tag on him. And I think, oh, my. I think he was safe, Bobby. They call him out at home. Ian came home firing one home there. And it's a pretty high throw. Garrett got down as fast as he could. Put the tag on him. And the umpire says, boys, that was a nice play. And that would be a double play.
Huge play by the Indians.
Wow. How about that? So a ground ball right back up to Joe. Joe goes to first base to Ian. Ian comes firing back home. The runner takes off from third. And we tag him out at home, folks.
Well, I think Garrett had his foot down, blocked the plate, put the tag on him.
Hell, that's what it was. That was a hell of a play right there. That's going to go 1-3-2 in my book for the old double dooski.
Let's get out of here.
Now, snap throw down the third after that first pitch ball, and he's back in time. How about that? That's a crazy game of baseball, folks. Arnold moves over to third on all that shenanigans out there that's going on. And that's going to bring Devin Barker to the plate. That pitch hits the black on the outside edge for strike two. Strike one, I'm sorry. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Top of the fourth inning, Indians lead by one, 1-0. Nice play by the Indians defense. Son of a gun. That was high for a ball. Come on, Trav. Come on now. Let's get out of this mess. That one's inside. Ball three. Three balls and a strike now to Devin Barker. We don't want to lose this kid, but we got a base empty over there, and then you can go down. And, of course, that Couche, he hit a nice rocket the last time up against him. So let's get in out here and forget it. Swing and a miss right there. Three balls, two strikes now. Come on, Joe. Take care of him yourself. That would be awesome. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a hard hit ball up to Riley Post. Riley comes up with it. He's going to fire over to first base, and we get out of that inning. How about that, Bob Stoglin?
Nice job, Indy.
Second and third, nobody out, and we allow nada, zero, zippo, and we lead after 3.5 of the Bucks, 1-0.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians lead at 1-0. Nice job by the Indians. Get out of that big jam in the top half of the inning. It's Joe Homan, Cody Shinnaberry, and Owen Shane. Three hitters for the fourth. Let's get some add on here, boys.
Oh, man. Give me a little cushion.
Yep, I like cushion. Absolutely. Joe had a base hit first time up.
We're going to get him.
We're going to get him?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Somebody down there in the old golf cart, he's in. There's a million kids over at the Reachner house. Love it. love it. Absolutely love it.
I can't tell who's in that golf cart. Oh, green one looks like Buffy's, but I don't think that's him.
I can't tell either.
If somebody ought to pull him over, he's probably got a rum and coke with him. Cheap out of Guinea. Check his license plate.
Get a card out yet?
Nope.
Nope. Here's Joe Hummond, bombing on fourth. Just pitched well for the Indians. 3-4. He's also got a hit. That is hit hard into center field. Center fielder going back, and he's got it. Center fielder can play it.
Yeah, he's pretty solid. He's pretty talented out there.
One up, one down, Cody Schinnerberry. I think, you know, the Big Fee says, boys, we got to swing the bats, and guess what? They're listening to him because they're swinging it every pitch.
Yeah, they were talking about it last night in the dugout, and Coach Wendell, Coach Feely, Coach Kopp, all saying, boys, he's starting you off with the first pitch strike. Let's see if we can't get a little more aggressive at the plate. So
the pitch is outside. Cody Schinnerberry, right fielder.
Lone senior on the team.
The lone senior. Oh, and Shane on deck. 1-0 if you're just joining us on Fort Recovery Radio.
Oh, and Shane's going to be one of those boys. He's just got to get confident up there at the plate because he takes great practice cuts, and I was watching him warm up a little bit last night, and I just think he's going to get a hit, and that's just going to lead to more for us. So he just needs that first one.
The ball's high, 2-1. I think same thing about the Reds.
Yeah, really.
Just got to get a hit and move on. I think it's contagious.
It is.
Here's a 2-1, swing and a miss.
You know, if he can hit it, I can hit it type of thing. And get her going here.
Owen chokes up on that bat, 2-2. See Sean Tobey out there.
Tobey's out there, yeah.
Huge athletic supporter of Fort Recovery. Lined.
Oh, nice.
Owen does a nice job, goes with the pitch, lines it into left field.
That's pretty, wasn't it? What did I say? Owen. This is Owen.
Oh, okay.
I think that ball was slicing from him, Bobby, or something. I think he thought he had it right in the breadbasket, and that baby just sliced right next to his glove, don't you think?
Yep, he hit her hard. Got it into left field. Indians with hit number 4.
I think that third baseman was like, how did I miss that ball? He was coming right at me.
Here's Shaney. Probably going to be bunting, I would think. When he squares around, bunts it right back at us. Strike one.
Reminded me of that. There was something on Twitter the other day where people were sitting behind home plate.
Bill Lady.
Bill, yeah.
Is that great? Never flinch. Love it.
It was a foul tip coming right back at her head. And she's watching that thing the whole way. And, I mean, it was no big deal.
There goes Cody. Throw down. And he's out.
Dead meat.
Well, Owen's got to get that butt down. I mean, that's just, Jerry's got to be disappointed anyway. Owen's got to know what's going on. He can't, that's butting the whole way. Got to get it down, buddy.
Well, Cody committed and away he went.
Yeah. Young team, but you got to bunt at everything. 0-2, foul back.
I'm going to make it all the way to 107 Wake Street.
You could make her over there?
207, what are you?
2.
202?
207.
207,
yeah. Good job, though.
Not bad. Well, Mary kind of want to go on the way, I guess, in town.
The 1-2. That's a slow roller. First base, tough play.
Nobody's there.
First
pitcher
base
comes over,
and he got it. Played by the pitcher. And after 4, 1-0 Indians.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. We're back for the top half of the fifth inning. Indians clinging to that one-run lead. We picked up one there in the bottom half of the first inning, and I have to be the first one to admit I didn't think that would be the last run we'd have here going into the fifth inning. But so far, that's what we hold on to. 1-0 lead, and Joe Hummond back on the mound. He's going to face 7-8-9, Couche, Kunk, and Eli. First three batters.
Coon dog right now.
Coon dog?
Oh, yeah.
That one's popped up, and that's going to hit the roof of us right here. Going to hit the roof. Oh, my goodness. About took that little boy's. Look at him. He's like, that's pretty close, wasn't it?
He did good, though.
Yeah. Kind of hung in there.
He knew what he was doing.
He's a pro. He's like, I don't know what I did, but this ain't good. Just a strike right there, folks. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Joe hits that outside edge a lot. Quickly up on him, no balls, two strikes. The number seven hitter.
What are you drinking?
Benny Couche.
Black Cherry Propel.
Man, that's good. There's a ground ball back up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe comes up with it, fires over to Ian Homan, and we got one up. One down.
I'd like to see Kobe fire that ball over there. He lollygags her over there first. Turn her loose, Hoss.
That's going to bring the number eight hitter, Wyatt Kunk, to the plate.
Gabby, you really did a good job building this old press box.
Works out good for us, doesn't it, fella?
I'll tell you what we need, though. Okay? We got to get a bar walking up there, or listen to this, a handle on the edge of the concession stand.
Oh, right as we come up?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a fly ball out towards Owen Sand left field. That's going to be put in the old back pocket for out number two. Yeah, we're getting older. It ain't as easy to get up here anymore, is it?
Or, don't. Another thing, we have to put a hole in the floor so we can just grab our food, like hot dogs.
Well, we did talk about the secret trap door.
Yeah.
You need one?
Just take it. See, why not?
What we do is we get a paint bucket, and we just drop it down in the hole to fill her up, bring her back up with the roof. That one's back towards me again. That one's as close as it could have been to right here.
What?
It was right here. The trajectory was perfect.
Oh,
it
okay.
It had to be over a little bit.
You're talking about if it would have made it, it would have been over about 6 feet.
More than that? Maybe 20.
It was right. I agree with you, though.
Trajectory was perfect.
You think we'll ever get a ball in here?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. And I will guarantee you, it's not going back out there.
I say we give, like, you know how they give a Chevy pickup truck if you hit the sign?
So if they get one in the press box,
we give them a dollar.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Ooh. No, JoJo fries, double order.
16 of them.
They're cheap.
What do you mean they're cheap?
It was 318.
Two balls, one strike.
Double judge.
The number nine hitter, Ryan Eli. Oh, my goodness. There's no way he could have hit that pitch. That was just a smidgy outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. You know what they call that, CP?
2-2.
2-2-2.
2-2-2.
This is wild.
That's my boy. Starting to get a little bit of sweat on the brow there. That one's taken outside. Three balls, two strikes now. What time for the old punch out by Big Joe? And here it comes. And that's a ground ball. Ryan posted 30. He's going to bottle it. And that's going to be an error.
They mowed the grass.
E5 on Ryan Post down at third base, and that's going to put the number nine hitter at first, and we're going to roll back to the top with John List.
Ryan will make that play 9 out of 10 times.
He was ready to fire it before he had it. But
I think he was kind of between barehanding it and fielding it.
It wasn't coming real hot at him, and that's kind of what happened to Joe Homan last night, too. He was playing third at Rockford, and it was kind of a routine thing, and it just kind of died. That one's back at the screen.
Looks like Fort Laramie plays that on down there. And it is now 9-5.
Good guys.
Yep. Indians lead.
Still 1-0 here in Todd Move.
Fast game.
That's what we like. I thought the stage one nothing wouldn't bug me one bit.
He's screaming through this thing, ain't we?
Here comes the 0-1. He's taking on the outside edge. Quick snap throw down to first.
Oh, you're getting better at that, Bobby.
Snapper down there.
You're getting better at that.
No balls, two strikes now to the leadoff man, John Least.
Luke Foster on deck here for the Wildcats.
Innings lead 1-0.
That was in the dirt.
It's a good 0-2 pitch, you can think.
Now come back with the old smoker.
Right at the old letters.
Can't catch up with it.
Ooh, there's the fastball. What a player. Oh, jeepers creepers.
What a play by Garrett Fowler right there.
Reached out, grabbed the one hopper.
Creepers.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here we go again.
That's a rocket between the short and third baseman for a base hit.
So now we got runners at first and second. John List with a hit right there. And now the number two batter, Luke Foster, comes up.
Well, we got to knock it down here. We don't give up a cheap run here, an unearned run.
Especially since we had the first two out.
I hate to see two-out bingo for the opposition.
Center fielder Luke Foster, your batter. He's 0-2 so far. Reached on a fielder's choice and hit a little pop-up out to Cody Shinnerberry in right field. First pitch taken a little bit high.
Yeah, the old school board's got some work to do, you know. We need an AD. We need basketball coaches. We need a new superintendent.
Jeepers.
Here comes the old 1-0. Now it's 2-0.
Come on, Dizzy. Hang in there now. Don't load him up here. Don't load him up here for the number three hitter.
Couple scores. Shawnee leads Salina after 5, 2-1. Coldwater and Arcanum. Girls softball 3-3. We talked about the Fort Carey Indians. They lead.
That one's in the dirt.
Fort Carey, 9-5. Scores of interest around the area on this Friday afternoon.
Let me show me. You say they're going to be pretty good?
They usually are.
Mm-hmm. Here comes the 3-0.
Timeout call.
Out doing a little pacing over there in the dugout. Want to see Mr. Holman get through this inning for sure. Here comes the 3-0. That's low and outside. Ball 4. He's going to walk him 4. So Foster down to first. List over to second. And Ryan Eli to third. And here comes Coach Kopp out to the mound. He's going to talk to his pitcher to see how he's feeling. How many pitches he got going on here, CP?
He is at 74 pitches.
74 pitches through 4 2/3.
This is the most pitches he's thrown in an inning right here.
Well, the worst part is he got the first two guys pretty quick, and then he had the third out, you know, and Ryan made the error down at third. That opened the floodgate for a hit, and now a walk. So bases are loaded, and the number three hitter, Howie Ludwig, up to the plate. He had a double last time up. Coach Kopp going to leave Joe in there. He'll let, obviously, the defense play back normal depth here with two away. He just went out there and told Joe, he said, look, you got to bear down, man. You got bases loaded. That one's in the dirt, and it's going to get away from Garrett, and Garrett's going to hustle over. Make a nice play right there, and the runner's going to hang loose at third base.
California shoplifter stuffs a chainsaw down his pants. That's going to steal something.
He shoved the chainsaw down his pants.
Sucked the top of the engine in his jacket.
Swing and a miss right there.
Takes all kinds.
It does take all kinds. takes all strikes.
One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1, and that's going to be... Come on, Regan, get in here, baby. That's going to fall in there for a hit. It's going to score one run. Another runner coming around second. He's going to come across the plate, and the Wildcats are going to take a 2-1 lead here over the Fort Recovery Indians. Man, walking in there, Bobby. So, base hit by Ludwig. He's down at first base. Luke Foster goes all the way over to third. John List comes in. He scores. And Ryan Eli, he's the one that started all this mess. Reached on an error. And now it's 2-1 ball game in favor of the Houston Wildcats. Big Joe comes back, fires the first pitch strike right there. Come on, boys, get out of this now. There goes the runner. Garrett comes up. He fires back to third. I think we got him. We did. What a play right there by Garrett Fowler, Bob Sauger. Did you see that? He come up and just smoked one down to third and got him leaning and got him. Nice job. That ends the inning, but they do some damage with some two outs. Two out bingo. And the Houston Wildcats take a 2-1 lead over the Indians after 4.5 in the books.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, so Houston takes the lead here at the top of the fifth inning. You get 200 runs. Indians going to play a little comeback ball, and they're going to do it with 8-9-1, Kobe Wendell, Regan Martin. At the top of the order, Ryan Post. Kobe flew out to left field first time up. Indians need some base runners here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see us be a little more patient up here. Make this guy throw some strikes.
Yeah, I don't know. You keep track of his pitches, too?
Yep. He only has 44 pitches.
Yep. Indians antsy. Fired up. Yeah, that's all right, though.
Up the bat for the Indians. Number 23, Kobe Wendell.
That ain't really happening, is it?
Here's Kobe. He just started working in the bottom of the fifth.
Taken outside, ball one. Number 23, Kobe Wendell, follows a long line of very good baseball players in that family. Starting with
Big Brother Cole.
Cole Wendell, who was up here for many years, and he was one heck of a baseball player. And then, of course, ooh, that's inside. Just 2-1. And then we got, which one's playing at Lake Erie?
Kate.
Who's just a class kid. Hell of a baseball player for Jared Kopp and the Indians. And I got a gut feeling that the best field goal kicker in the history of Fort Recovery at the plate right here. And also is going to be one hell of a baseball player before it's said and done. 3-1, we need a base runner. Kobe waves that banner on a 3-1 pitch. That's foul, jerk foul. 3-2. Kid is a hell of a football kicker.
I have to give him credit on that. You know that?
Yeah. Ain't no bigger in a minute. But guess what? Don't have to be. It's all about technique. Looks like Kurt Rammel and his wife and kids are here. Nice to see you, the old AD. I'm back. Off to a right. Out of play. Full count. We need base runners, boys. Come on, CP. Get us a base runner here.
I'm trying.
If you get a chance, folks, drive down to the
pool park and look at the new shelter house. It is a thing of beauty. They poured the cement Wednesday or Thursday, and there's a base knock at a baby.
Focus behind, Bobby. Get over there, Kobe.
Kobe's going to go into second, and he is. Hitting an air. Kobe Wendell leading off. Inning number five. Come on, Regan. Get him to third now.
What was that dance he just did at second base?
Didn't see it. Did he do that?
Yeah, something.
Everybody's doing that. What's that called? The whoa?
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody's doing it now. Kind of annoying.
Cold water. I'm going to do it when I hit that first birdie on Sunday, Bob.
You take that first dollar.
I'll will you.
17?
Maybe. I just want to get over there and see the Elks, see how that ditch looks. I can see it kind of from the road, but
yeah. A lot of changes over there.
All for the better.
That'll be great.
Come on, Regan.
Copy, you bunt here? You gonna?
I think he'll bunt him. I do. He'll bunt his number nine guy.
He might take here.
Nope. Swing away, baby.
Ball center field. Boy. One out. Top of the order, Ryan Post. Ryan would like to avenge for that error he made in the last inning. 200 runs. He's 1-for-2. He's got a base hit, and he grounded back to the pitcher. Left-handed hitter, sophomore. Coach Kalbstein. Coach Feely down there at first, Jerry at third. They'd like to get a little business this
week. Absolutely,
inning.
Man. I can't believe it.
And it's fouled back. I could hit Spencey's car.
I gotta give credit to this young man pitching out there, Bobby. He, like you said early in the game, he doesn't have overpowering stuff, but he just keeps mixing it up and moving it around. And
well, very seldom do you play a high school game where there's been no strikeouts.
Trouble.
Get down.
Yeah.
Shortstop goes out and makes the catch. Two out. That brings up Riley Post. Boy, he needs to get a huge break. Starting out a single and an error. Got him on
scoring position out of the gate.
Yep. Here's Riley. Riley walked and scored, or hit by a pitch and scored. And based on balls, he's been up twice, been on twice. We need an RBI single here, buddy.
I'm with you.
Posty calls time. Shock don't give it to him.
Pitcher does.
Yeah. That was interesting. I don't know if John didn't see him. That's annoying, whatever that is. Come on, Posty.
Get back.
Gets away. Kobe goes on to third base.
Did you hear, to see on Twitter the people raising some cane about the wooing at the Red game?
Yeah, they've been doing that.
It does drive
me crazy, too.
Yeah, I don't like it either on TV.
I think it's something to do with us. I don't know. It just
didn't start. No, it started the very first night when they had the dogs, remember? They had that dog bark in the park.
Yeah,
and that's when they did that wooing. They started that.
Boy. They had a picture of a guy who started it on Twitter.
Really?
That's outside. 2-0.
I remember it when they talked about it. It started that night when they had their very first bark in the park.
There's two ways of looking at that. You know, guys are saying, but you know, these guys that are there at least paying their season ticket holders, and there's 7,000 people there the other night, and these guys were there. And
yeah.
If you want to woo-woo, 3-0.
They paid their dues, didn't they?
Come on, Riley. Get on there and then steal second. You just take the lead instead of tying it up. How's that sound? Here's a good pitch. Strike down the middle. 3-1. Posty taking all the way. Jared Fowler on deck. Indians need a run. Get even here. Bottom of fifth. Time running out.
Be a good time to have one, wouldn't it?
FITs. Ball four. So now the Indians with him at first and third with two out. Number three here, Jared Fowler. Garrett walked and they hit a laser to center fielder.
Who's our PA announcer?
I don't know. Could be Troy Holman. Could be.
They said Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby.
There.
Could be. Here's Garrett.
Swing and a miss. Tasting that first one again, Monday.
Yep.
right in tonight, ain't they?
Got zero.
You? Got to do payroll, and then, you know.
Boys getting paid today?
Boys need a check.
You working tomorrow?
Yep.
0-1, swinging a miss, another slow curve. Posty still second. So we got two on. RBI single would, or a single would score two with the wheels at post.
Yeah, because you know he's his secondary lead.
Well, if he threw two curveballs and he missed them both. There's high cheese strike here. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner, two runners left. After five, 2-1, Wildcats.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Couple changes here on the defensive side of the board here for the Indians. Owen Shane going to come in and take over and relief pitching for Joe Homan. Joe's going to go to third base. Looks like Riley Will is going to go out to left field, and Kobe Wendell's going to take a spot on the bench here. So Owen Shane coming into this ball game. Indians now trail 2-1. Collins going to have to keep these bats quiet here for the Wildcats and give the Indians a couple more chances here to regain this lead. Regan Martin still out in center. Cody Shinnerberry out in right. Ryan Post moves over to second base. First pitch taken high and inside.
First Owens, first
ball one. I was trying to think. I was just going to ask you, did he pitch against Greenville that night?
No.
Well, this is the first time you've seen him?
Yep, okay. First time.
That one swung on and knocked foul over by my truck. Please land a little short.
Yep, we're good. MAC baseball finals for an opening day yesterday. It looks a little bit like this. Minster beat St. John's 10-9 in a good one. Coldwater St. Henry. Cavaliers come on top 3-1. Versailles 4-3 against Marion Local. Indians, of course, beat Parkway 8-6. And New Bremen 16, New Knoxville nothing. That's your opening day in the MAC. It's always nice to win that first one.
No, absolutely. It's always nice to win that first one. No doubt about it. There's a hard hit ground ball down to Ian. Ian's going to take it himself. Walk over, step on the bag, and that's going to be one up, one down. So Brennan Arnold goes down three unassisted. And that's going to bring Dominic Beaver, the catcher, up to plate here for the Wildcats. Looks like Owen threw a couple breaking balls there. I'm pretty sure they were breaking balls. I didn't see a whole lot of movement on them, but they were a little different than what his other pitch was. There's a fastball swung on and missed.
Swing and a miss on track two. What's the bleachers out there in the center field, Bob? Where'd they come from?
I think we ordered them. There's a hint.
They're going to go down Lydia Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Nice job right there. Three up. Three pitches, three strikes, and that's going to be good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Dominic Beaver. That's going to be strikeout number 1, 2, 3 for the Indian pitchers so far tonight. And that's going to bring the number 6 hitter, Devin Barker, to the plate. He pops one up out towards center field. Rally post going back. Regan Martin coming in, and he's going to make the play. And that's going to be 3 up, 3 down. Nice job by Owen Shane. Nice job, Shaney boy. So the Indians get a chance to come up here. We need one run to tie this thing up, Bobby. Get me one here, brother. We'll be back in a bit. Indians trail, 2-1.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground, geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friend. But make sure you also talk to my friend at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Healthmark pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m., starting at Van Trees Park. And Easter Bunny himself will be in Fort Recovery at the Hine Amphitheater for pictures starting at 9:30. Get a free 4x6 picture with the Easter Bunny. So join us on Saturday, April 13th, starting at 9:30 a.m. for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt. Kalb Pharmacy Health Park, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here. Indians trail 2-1. We need a couple here. To update from the girls, Todd Holman. Indians up 12-6. Going into the bottom of the fourth. Lydia Winnie with a two-run bomb. Brenna Holman, 4-for-4 with a triple, a double, a pair of singles. Indians lead at 12-6. Keep it going, girls.
She's a tater away from you-know-what.
Yeah. The old cycle. Indians look like this. It's 4-5-6. Ian Holman, Joe Holman, Cody Shinnerberry. Sounds like some runs to me, boys.
Bro, we need one. I'd like to see you get one out of there. Squeeze me one there.
Let's do it. Pretty nice day at the old ballpark today.
Yeah, man. A little bit of breeze. Not much.
I got a question.
Answer.
Who of the high school baseball players for Fort Recovery that you've watched, who has the most power?
You.
I think the ball jumped off that Holman kid's back.
Not Bennett. Benny's older brother.
Jacob
Holman. Jacob.
But to me, I think, who's that catcher?
Boopman.
Huh? He could crank that ball.
Yeah, but he didn't hit good the last year.
No, he struggled there. I think he changed his. But I mean, I'll
get in there.
Get in there.
That's
fair.
A big base hit.
That's an infield single leading off. Inning number 6, Ian using his wheels to beat that baby out. And there could be a pinch runner here. Let's see what we got.
Yep.
Looks like they will. Looks like 17. What we got, bub?
Cole Greasy
going to pinch run for Ian. Good job, Ian.
Surprises me they don't trust Ian's wheels.
Yeah, he beat that one out. He ran so much last night, CP.
That must be it.
Cool. Here's Joe Holman, Cody Shinnerberry on deck. You bunting here, getting a second? Or you going to give him a chance to steal?
I think we give him a chance to steal. Mm-hmm. Haven't tested the catcher enough today.
I don't think so. I think Gary's bunting here.
Here's Big Joe. Joe singled and threw out the center field.
Them speakers are unbelievable.
We gotta get them turned.
We turn them every year, and they blow back.
Yeah. Here's Joe. Runners steals, throw down, and he's in there standing.
What a jump.
Yeah.
He almost overran the base. He was running so fast.
He took off early. The pitcher could have stepped off the rubber and got him.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
I thought he was dead meat.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Come on, kid. Runner now at second base in scoring position. That's outside. 2-1-1.
Yeah, he left so early. No complaints now. He's at second.
Big lead throw. Fake back. Joke. Cody. I guess that's Cody Greasy, yeah?
Cole
Greasy. Slides back. Line shot
there.
The middle. Base hit. Greasy coming
around.
This third.
Kid got a cannon.
Oh, he overthrew him.
And the Indians tied up on an RBI single by Joe Homan. Nice job, Big Joe. Good job, Cole Greasy, running them bases. Boy, a good throw there. That would have been a close play.
Yeah, and we know that kid's got a cannon. We saw him throw it before, and he had so much momentum going, and he just high-sailed it.
Absolutely. That brings Cody Shinnebury to the plate. Nobody out. Now we got to get him to third. He'll be bunting here for nothing. I guarantee he's bunting. Here's Cody. Joe with a big lead there. Squares around. Perfect
what
bunt.
A bunt.
Perfect bunt. He's going to everybody save. Nice job.
Man, he delayed that putting his bunt, out there,
Yeah, that was a good job. What are you doing there, buddy? What are you... Air?
Oh, I think it was a hit.
I think it was, too. The Indians with their third hit of the inning. They've tied it up 2-2. We got them on the corners. And a chance to put on... Have a big inning here.
Got him over there. They're all hugging.
That's a good huddle, right? That's a tight huddle.
A tight huddle.
2-2, Indians tied up. Kathy Etzler chimes in. She's at Keeneland Park down in Lexington. Doing a little horse racing.
Ooh.
The game on the way down.
Kathy put 5-on-5, just like
five
last year.
5-on-5. Did you ever prepare for that?
I don't believe I did.
I don't think you did think you were fives. But maybe that horse won. Maybe Kathy owes you 400.
No, I think she told me that they lost.
Okay.
So race number 5, we're betting 5-on-5.
Okay. Finally got... Let's just bet 2 across the board. We can still $3 in.
Okay.
Win, place, show. Horse number 5, the 5th race.
Okay, $6.
You got that?
Yep.
$6 from the announcers.
Is that legal?
We don't do that anymore. What's happening?
Nobody's listening to us. As far as the FCF.
No, I think we're going to jail. Kathy's going.
Right now
they got runner Steele second, and the Indians with him at second and third. Only Shane now, he's got a chance to drive in a couple. The Indians need one to take the lead here. 2-2.
And he can get the win here.
Yeah,
if he can knock this home.
Just make contact. Put it in play.
Pull one. Let's go around. Pull a ground ball.
Amen, brother.
So we're betting 3 across six. $6. $2 across on the 5th race, 5th horse.
Yep. Man, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a big winner.
That's in the dirt, 2-1. I'll tell you what, Calvin, and you said earlier, this pitcher for Houston, this John Lease, has battled today. He pitched well.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs a chance to take the lead here in the bottom of the 6th. The 2-1 pitch. Short fly ball, foul. Just out of the reach of the shortstop. Good hustle. 2-2. Come on, Shaney. I guarantee you, Mom and Dad's here.
I think I did see.
I
saw Mrs. Shane walking through.
See Silo Fever here. Carrie Holman. All the Holmans.
We got more than 127 now or not?
There's Mark Post over there looking at us.
129.
Come swing him at me.
That's a good cut, too.
Good rip. So that brings up. 0-0. Oh, they got to get there. Here's Riley Will, who came in for Cody. Come on, Riley. Wow.
Headphones and all. Like a geese right over.
It's this wood.
These chairs. I'm about to rip this part right there.
And then try to squeeze and bunch it foul. Boy, oh boy. You know what? Do it again. What do you think?
Well, if you do that again, and I'm out of here.
That's a great call by Jerry. I thought he would actually do it with Owen.
Farmer's cars, two more, making it 12-8 after five complete down in Fort Lauderdale.
There's a squeeze.
I struck him out.
Back-to-back strikeouts. Two out. Brings Regan Martin to the plate.
Want to blow this opportunity?
No. Second and third with nobody out and nobody in. Nobody in. There's two outs. And that's a little flare.
Come on. Come on. Drop, 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 drop.
And it does. Indians are going to score two on an RBI single by Regan Martin. How about that? Indians now lead 4-2.
Don't normally expect that out of your nine hitter.
Yeah, I'm telling you. He's going to hit the ball, yeah. We'll be proud of him as a baseball player, yeah.
He hit last night and hit the ball hard.
Got to turn it down.
Yeah. There's a line drive up the middle. Base hit Ryan Post.
Oh, my
Regan
goodness.
Going to third, and he's in there.
Uh-oh.
Posty goes to second. That's good base. Or a single for Posty.
There was no doubt in my mind that if he threw that ball to second base, Regan Martin was taking off for him.
You got his phone number.
I can't even hear us.
Yeah, you got his phone number.
If you call him, you can tell him to turn that down.
Man, you got to turn that down, dude. Come on, Riley. Base hit here, kid. I play a little add-on. Strike the pitch.
You can tell we're getting old. Gross out the PA announcer.
I'll just turn it down. What happened? You break the thing off?
I got a little.
What happened, brother?
I leaned up trying to see who was up.
She had a little pop.
Kind of pulled things loose. Yeah.
Fly ball center field.
Center fielder has a beat on it.
And he's got to end the inning. But in the inning, Calvary is a good one.
And yes, sir.
Three. And through six, your Indians lead it 4-2.
Good job, Bobby.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, we're back here, Copy. Come on, baby. Let's get
I'm going to get us a couple outs here, and we're going to boogie out of here with back-to-back victories here for the Indians in the last two nights. Well, I just got to get us 3-0. Owen Shane back on the mound here for the Indians. I'm going through a couple of stats here. And obviously, we'll go through them at the end of the game. But nice inning right there. We had five hits, like Bobby said, in the bottom half of that sixth inning. And just no give up here in this squad. I can tell you that right now. They think they can pull together, score. Uh-oh. Is that Turkey Buzzers out in the outfield?
Yep. Get the guns.
Look at them coming. Bunch of them out there. All right, Sandy, here we go. There's the first pitch in the dirt, ball one. He's going to face 7-8-9. There's nothing better for a relief pitcher to come in and face here in the top of the seventh inning, needing three outs. He's going to face 7-8-9, and then he's going to roll the top. So the number seven hitter comes up, Benny Couche. He's going to foul that one out of play, and now we have one ball, one strike. No light coming on here in the...
I spell Regan.
R-E-G-A-N.
Yep.
Ooh. That looked like a pretty good pitch there, Bobby, and he called him a little low. Two balls and a strike now. Here comes a 2-1. Ooh, that's going to thump him in the back, and that's going to lead to put the old number 7 guy on base with a hit by pitch. Curveball that didn't curve, my friends. And that's going to put the leadoff guy on and bring up Wyatt Kunk, left fielder here for the Wildcats. Come on, Cindy. Settle down here. Now he's got a pitch out of the stretch, something we haven't seen yet. First pitch in there, right across the heart of the plate for a strike. Nice inside pitch right there, swinging a miss. One ball, two strikes. Hey, tomorrow we got to play at Franklin Monroe, and we're going to have to leave by, I'm going to try to work that out somehow and sneak away. I'm happy to. When the Indians are winning, I feel like I just got to go. I don't want to break the streak. Swinging a miss right there. Yeah, I thought that was strike three.
Scoreboard game.
Scoreboard's screwed up. Beavers. All right, one away here now. Cook strikes out. Runner still at first base.
Dominic Beaver.
Dominic Beaver, he was playing, wasn't he? Dominic Beaver.
No, Eli Beaver was playing, right?
Dominic Beaver.
Was he?
Yeah. There are two of them?
There's two Beavers.
Oh, Elijah Beaver now. That one's popped up in the infield. Sky high pop up, and Tom is going to come in and make the play, and that's two outs. Come on, Shane. Nice job, my friend. We're going to roll the top, though, and they're going to bring up their leadoff guy, John List, to the plate. Rest with a single last in the fifth inning, and last time up came around to score the first run here for the Wildcats. Now, he's a big out for us. That one right there, first pitch, fastball right across the heart of the plate. Snap throw by Austin down to first base, and he's back in time. Tying running here at the plate here for the Wildcats, but long way to go for him to get him around the base, and that one's outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Top of the seventh inning, Indians one out away from winning back-to-back ball games here against the Wildcats of Houston tonight and last night the Parkway Panthers. That one jams him. He pops him up. Going to be a tough play. Riley Post going back. And he's going to make the play, and that's going to be the ball game, folks. Nice job by Riley Post. He runs way back behind the third baseman and comes up with a nice play to end the ball game. Indians going to win this one 4-2, folks. And a little mini roll here. Indians now 4-2 on the program. And get a few stats put together. We'll be back here in a second to wrap things up.
We play 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
America Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
We're back here for a little post-game wrap-up here, and I'm going to go through a few stats. Indians, obviously.
Hang on 1 second.
What do we got?
This song. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this song? Billy Ray Cyrus make a remake of it or something?
Yep, he did his own remix of it.
Is it any good?
I don't know. I've only
Everybody's
heard
talking
part
about
it.
Just Billy Ray Cyrus?
I don't know.
You like Billy Ray?
This part right here isn't, but he made his own remix.
It's on wide open on Twitter.
Oh, I'll check her out tonight.
Okay.
Got nothing else
Billy Ray Cyrus? What song did he sing?
One of the worst songs ever.
Achy Breaky Heart. Are you stupid?
I might be stupid, but that's the worst song ever. Well, there's three other ones.
It don't matter. We just won. Kathy Esser just put her horse bet in.
Bubsy and I are going to be rolling in the cash.
Yes, sir.
All right, back to the most important part of the night here. The Indians lead, and they win this ball game 4-2. For the Indians, they picked up 4 runs on 10 hits. We stranded 7. And I'll go through the hits here real quick. Ryan Post, 2-for-4. Riley Post, 1-for-3. Garrett Fowler, after a big night at the plate last night, he was 0-for-3 tonight. Ian Homan was 1-for-3. Joe Homan, 2-for-3. Cody Shinnenberry, 2-for-3. Owen Shane, 0-for-3. Kobe Wendell, Riley Will combination. I think Kobe was 1-for-2, and Riley Will struck out looking there on that squeeze. And then Regan Martin, 1-for-3. He was a huge 2-out RBI single there to drive in the 2 runs there that we needed to take the lead. Nice job, Regan Martin. So that wraps up your
MVP.
10 hits. MVP for sure, I'm telling you.
Joe Homan was a stud.
Yeah, Josie pitched well. And
Owen Shane gets a win.
Owen gets a win, absolutely. How about that? For the Wildcats, they had 2 runs on 5 hits. They stranded 4. Both of their runs came unearned in the top of the 5th inning, and the Indians come back and get those back, plus 1. They get 3 there in the bottom of the 6th, and the Indians win. So tomorrow, Bobby and I are supposed to head down to Franklin Monroe. We got an 11 o'clock start tomorrow morning. Just a single game, not a doubleheader. And then next week, we're at home against Minster on Tuesday night. That would be a big MAC game. And I'll tell you what, when Coach Weiss brings his Wildcats over here, usually we have a good crowd. And if you're not doing anything, get up here and watch your ball game. But we're not too bad, you know that?
Well, 4-2.
Yeah, we're playing pretty good baseball Thursday night. We're at Delphi St. John.
I'll be fun up there and playing and go up and see P-Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
We're going to go up
yeah.
to visit the nice people at Delphi St. John.
We'll talk to old P-Dog. And then Saturday, we got a doubleheader against the South Adams Starfires. We owe them big time, Bobby. We'll get them this year. Last year, they were, actually, when we went there, weren't they ranked like first or second in the state? Basically?
They're good this year.
Are they too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the Indians had a good week of baseball. They didn't play till last night here this week, and arms are fresh, and I don't know who's going to pitch tomorrow, huh? Not sure who's going to put on the mound, but we'll figure that out tomorrow morning. But for the Indians tonight, nice victory here over the visiting Wildcats. Bob Sogler and I and CP, we're going to sign this off, and we'll see you tomorrow at about 10 to 11, maybe 5 to 11, something like that.
Depends how long the line is at Maid Rites.
Ooh, we got to go get some Maid Rites. All right, might be 10:57. But we'll be on the air, and we'll catch you later. So long.
Right here on PortRecoveryRadio.com.
Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.